Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll talk to Dylan Suggs at the bottom of the hour. Dylan is a very interesting young man. He's the host of the Matrix Breakers podcast. He's a wellness advocate. He's a marketing and branding specialist. We're going to talk about something called generational theory, which is based on the work of William Strauss and Neil Howe in a book called The Fourth Turning, which really goes a long way towards explaining our cultural challenges, our historic cultural challenges that we're going through. The Fourth Turning is a book that's based on a concept called generational theory. Generational theory posits that cultures have an 80 to 100 year cycle that they go through. Every 80 to 100 years, a cycle, just like a yearly cycle. In a year, we go through four seasons, and every 80 to 100 years, cultures go through four seasons. In terms of the seasons, we have spring, we have summer, we have winter, and we have fall. Springtime can be thought of like babyhood or childhood. Summertime can be thought of like adulthood. Fall can be thought of as older adulthood, and then elderlyhood, if that's the right word, can be thought of as winter. An average life is about 80 to 100 years, and these 80 to 100 years can be thought of as being divided into 20 to 22-year periods. Well, likewise, cultures go through these four-year cycles. This is what generational theory is all about, and this is what the book The Fourth Turning is all about. It says cultures go through four different turnings. A first turning is said to be a high period. It's analogous to childhood or babyhood. This high period, according to the Fourth Turning hypothesis or theory, is when you have a strong institution. Society is confident about where it wants to go. Most recently, the high period of our current 80-year cycle was post-World War II. Think about, if you know anything about history, post-World War II, we went through a period where institutions and the government was really strong and everybody loved the United States, and America was really thought of as being the most amazing country in the history of the world, and everybody was excited and the economy was really good. And then came the 60s. The 60s is based on that's the second part of these four turnings, the second turning, if you will. And that's a high period. A high period is when institutions are still strong. I'm sorry, that's the awakening period. That's when institutions are still strong, but when they're questioned. Think about what happened in the 60s. Everybody was questioning authority, questioning institutions. Just when society reaches the peak of its high, the first turning, all of a sudden people start to question things. They awaken. They go through self-awareness and most recently in the 60s, there was activism, and people were interested in consciousness all of a sudden, and spirituality, and campuses were becoming awake to the ideas that maybe there was a problem in our culture, or a problem in our society. Maybe we wanted to question things a little bit more than we were. Then came the third period, and that's called the unraveling. The unraveling is when institutions are really weakened and individualism becomes really strong. That's the 80s. That's the Reagan period. That's we began our unraveling probably 80, 81. And that's when we had what they call the culture wars. That's when the culture wars began. I remember reading this book, The Fourth Turning, in the 1990s when we were still in the unraveling period. And I was wondering, when I read this book, I was like, what could the Fourth Turning bring us? The Fourth Turning, according to this theory, is when you have real chaos. That's the wintertime period. That's when the old way starts to die off in preparation for another first turning. And I remember thinking to myself, what could possibly go wrong in this crisis period, or this fourth turning period? Lots of times there's revolutions, and there's destruction, and there's chaos, and civil wars, and that's exactly what we're going through now. In fact, we are smack, according to this theory, we are smack dab in the middle of the fourth turning. And if you follow this theory, you know that there's a first turning that's coming up somewhere around the year 2025 or 2030. And these four cycles together make up what's called a seculum. These seculums go back to the 1500s. According to the book, they go back to the medieval period. There was a seculum in the 1600s. There was the Reformation. There was a seculum in the 1700s. There was this New World seculum, they call it. Then there was a Revolutionary seculum, then a Civil War seculum, the Power seculum. And today, we're in the middle of the Millennial seculum. And I'm really interested in how the generations, the Millennials and the Baby Boomers and the Generation X, and now we have the Zoomer generation. I'm interested in how these generations perceive history and how the role that they're going to play in history, the role the millennials are going to play in history, the role, certainly we know the role the baby boomers are playing in history, and now the Generation Xers are playing in history. But millennials and Zoomers, the Zoomers are the real youngins, they're going to be the ones that take us into the next seculum, the first turning, second turning, third turning, and fourth turning. And I'm really excited to see. I love talking to the Zoomers and the Millennials, and I'm really excited to see how they perceive the world and how they perceive history in the future, the coming history, future history, if you can say that, future history. We'll talk to Dylan Suggs, who's a Millennial and the host of the Matrix Breakers podcast, and a real awakened guy at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll continue talking about the skin and also take your calls. I guess we got a bunch of calls here. 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Let's go to the phones early here. Spencer was on yesterday. Spencer, I'm sorry we didn't get to hear your call yesterday, so I'm going to take you early. What's going on, Spencer?
Oh, hi, Ben. Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I was just saying, yeah, I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. What's going on? And you're in Canada, right?
Yeah, Ontario.
Yeah, they had this big truckers thing, huh, that nobody's talking about here, but I guess they're talking
about
it. Yeah,
it's great. Finally, yeah. It seems like Canadians are starting to wake up to all this craziness. So that's
isn't
great.
It nice? Do you think there's an awakening happening? I think there is.
Sure.
Yeah,
based
people.
I'm pretty close to the 401, which is the highway these truckers took to go to Ottawa, and the bridges here were packed with people.
Tell the listeners who don't know about the convoy, tell them what happened or what the story was.
Well, sure. So then basically, there's a mandate in place that any truckers that are across the border into Canada need to be vaccinated. So there's already problems with the supply lines and supply chains in general, and this has the potential to make it worse, obviously, if there's less trucks on the roads because of these mandates, and people and the truckers especially are just fed up with being told that they have to have something injected just to work.
Mm-hmm.
So they've went to Ottawa to send a message to the current government.
How many truckers total?
I think they're saying something like 50,000 trucks could be in Ottawa.
So how many people? How many people were involved?
How many people? Tens of thousands of like just people that have gone to like the parliament and stuff. So it's quite a bit. I think they're saying it's the largest convoy ever in the history of the world. So it seems like quite the movement.
That's awesome. That's awesome to see. The narrative is crumbling,
yep.
As they say. Hey, Spencer, hang on. We'll get your call and we'll get your question when we come back from our break, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, hang tight. All right, we'll get to all your calls here in our next segment, 866-735-2470. Dylan Suggs, host of the Matrix Breakers podcast, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk generational theory and the fourth turning. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dylan Suggs at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about generational theory and the fourth turning, and we'll get your calls in the segment, 866-735-2470. Spencer in Ontario. So, truckers' convoy, people just ticked off about mandates and vaccinations, especially truckers from what I was hearing. And by the way, for the listeners, if you go to Rumble, You can get a bunch of videos. You're not going to see them on YouTube, and you're not going to see them in the mainstream media. But if you go to Rumble and BitTube, there's tons of videos on these truckers. And it is pretty exciting. I have to say, Spencer, I'm very hopeful. The narrative's crumbling, and it seems like people are waking up. So what was your question today?
Yeah, so I just was wondering about long COVID. And essentially what I was wondering is, you know, why do most people recover from this viral infection if they become infected from it? But some people experience the so-called long COVID. And what can be done to both prevent long COVID or reverse it if you happen to be experiencing with COVID symptoms for a long time?
Yeah, you know, the thing about long COVID is people have it and they say, well, I'm fine, perfectly healthy. I don't know why I should have, you know, I'm not recovering as fast as I could. But by definition, if you're dealing with long COVID, your immune system's not dealing with the problem. You're just not firing on all cylinders when it comes to how you take care of these things. The body can handle virus, viral infections. Unless you die, I mean, if a viral infection kills you, you know, that then obviously you didn't handle it. But if you have a viral infection under normal circumstances, your body has an immune system, and it's specifically designed to deal with these things. Now, if your body's weak, if your immune system is weak, if your ability to handle stressors, whether it's immune stressors, psychological stressors, toxic stressors, food stressors, whatever it is, if your immune system is somehow compromised, or your body's ability to handle assaults or invading organisms or whatever kind of substance is causing the duress, you're not going to be able to fully recover. And that's what long COVID is. So what do you do? Well, first of all, you address the problem at the source. And the source is not the attacking agent. We're the source. Our body is the source. That's how we have to look at this, Spencer. We got to look at this not as the problem from being outside of us, but from the problem being inside of us. We're not somehow not handling the offending agent. It's really as simple as that. So for long COVID, what do you do? First of all, I mean, I'm going to sound like a broken record here. It's the same thing we talk about all the time. You focus on digestive health. It's not okay to eat bacon, right? It's not okay to drink Coca-Cola. It's not okay to not supplement. It's not okay to not exercise and not meditate. It's not okay to have bowel problems and blood sugar problems and mental health problems if you're interested in dealing with duresses, if you're interested in dealing with stressors. It's as simple as that. So what do you do for long COVID? Get on immune boosters first. Well, first of all, don't do anything that suppresses the immune system. Sugar, processed food. I know I'm going to sound like a broken record because this is how you live a long life, and this is how you deal with any health challenge. And this is how you just function in a healthy way in our 21st century toxic world. You avoid problem foods. You minimize caloric intake. You make sure you're on nutritional supplements, particularly immune-boosting ones like zinc, vitamin C, N-acetylcysteine, magnesium, copper, but really all of them. I hate focusing on just certain ones, but specifically, if you want to focus on anything, that's what you focus on. Making sure that you're addressing any blood sugar problems that are underlying. That means staying away from fast-burning sugars, high glycemic index foods, processed foods, ultra-processed foods, etc. You see what I'm saying here? It's not complicated. And we don't want to overthink this. As far as emotional and mental strategies go, make sure you're relaxing. Make sure you're meditating. Make sure that you are somehow reducing the amount of psychological duress that's in your life. Make sure you're sleeping, getting enough sleep. All of the things that we talk about all the time on this program. And that's how you deal with long COVID. In my opinion, people who are suffering from long COVID are somehow not addressing these factors. And that's, you know, it seems pretty obvious to me. It seems self-evident that if you don't recover like you should, I'm in the skincare business. We know that if your wounds don't heal as fast as they should, and it's the same kind of idea analogously, you're missing something. You're not doing something correctly. There's something in the system, in the biological system, that's not getting its needs met. And it really is as simple as that. And that's how we want to think about it. I call it locus of control. Locus of control when it comes to infections, when it comes to offending agents, when it comes to things that are getting it, that we're interacting with, biologically speaking, whether it's water, whether it's food, whether it's bacterial viral infections, whether it's the air we breathe. Locus of control is not working on the air. It's working on your body. It's making your body strong enough so that it can resist whatever that offending agent is. Long COVID is a sign that that's not happening. All right? I hope that's not too vague for you, Spencer, but that's really, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm a long-time listener, so I'm not surprised that you said all that.
Good deal. Thank you so much, Spencer. Good luck. All right, let's go to Mary in Oregon. What's going on, Mary? Long time no talk to. Mary.
Hi. Actually, I was calling so that Spencer could find out this information that I found out recently.
Okay.
It's Dr. Shankara Chetty, C-H-E-T-T-Y.
Say it again.
And he said...
Hey, say that again. C-H-E...
Yeah, his last name, C-H-E-T-T-Y.
Okay.
And he linked himself and has put hands on about 10,000 patients, and he has decided that the long-haul viral issue is a moderate allergic reaction on the eighth day that has been inappropriately treated and left unchecked for too long, so it spirals out of control.
So it's the is this the eighth-day therapy that I've heard of?
That I don't know.
Okay, I heard of something called the eighth-day theory, and that's basically the idea that your body is, what I was telling Spencer, it's basically, if we're talking about the same thing, it's that somehow the body is not dealing with the situation like it should, and I think he's blaming it on the eighth day somehow. He's saying that the eighth day is a linchpin or like a key window for treatment, and if you miss it on the eighth day, somehow it spirals into long COVID. I think that's what you're talking about. Is that right?
I would agree, because I would agree with everything you told Spencer.
Yeah, the idea is the body is just not handling it like it should. Now, I think this eighth-day therapy, and I hadn't heard of Dr. Shetty, but I have heard of the eighth-day therapy, says that the eighth day is a key window, and you have to deal with it on that eighth day, otherwise it turns into long COVID. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But the general idea is, for long COVID, it is the body not doing what it is designed to do because it doesn't have the resources, number one, nutritional resources primarily, or it is under too much duress from nutritional deficiencies or from mental and emotional reasons, or also, I forgot to mention, hypoxia, low blood oxygen, which, of course, you can take care of by practicing breathing techniques and also by moving the body. Exercise is also very important. All right, I'm going to get one more call in, Mary. Thanks so much. I appreciate your call. And let's see what our friend Elaine has to say before we go to our break. Elaine, what's going on?
Hey, I don't know how much time I have. I was going to ask you a question, but I just want to make a comment on the discussion. As a physical therapist, I've seen pretty incredible results with the technique Counterstrain that I do with patients.
I want to hear about that. What is that exactly?
If it's under 30 days where they've lost taste and smell, I have better results with patients where they're getting close to 100% return in 2 to 3 treatments.
Is that involve lymph? Is that involve lymphatic manipulation?
And interstitial spaces. So you can
My gosh. I want to talk about that. Can you call back next week? I'd love to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Counterstrain.com.
Counterstrain.com. All right. Thanks, Elaine. Talk to you next week.
All right.
Dylan Suggs coming up next. We're going to talk generational theory in the fourth turning. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Russia invading Ukraine could happen at any time, according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, who tells Fox News Sunday that Russian President Vladimir Putin has a lot of options available to him if he wants to further invade Ukraine.
He could do something on a small scale. He could do something on a fairly large scale. And he continues to add troops to that border with Ukraine. We're watching that even over the course of this weekend.
Epic Times reporting top Defense Department officials share a grim outlook of the the immediate future, pointing to Russian troops amassed along the Ukraine-Russia border, as well as the number of troops in Belarus. Russian ships are positioned in the Mediterranean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Treacherous conditions continue in the northeast due to a massive winter storm. It's knocked out power to tens of thousands and delayed or canceled thousands of flights. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A mass casualty event in northern Las Vegas as a driver crashes into multiple vehicles, leaving 9 people dead.
Witnesses stated that the Dodge Challenger did run a red light and struck multiple vehicles, causing a chaotic event.
Officer Alexander Cuevas of North Las Vegas Police says it's unlike any mass casualty traffic collision they've seen before. 15 people were involved. As masses of truck drivers and other protesters demonstrate in Canada's capital, rally organizers say they will stay until their demands are met. The convoy is requesting the federal government end COVID-19 mandates and remove the vaccination passport requirement. Protesters arriving from around the country on Saturday in Ottawa, parking their vehicles by Parliament Hill. Kid Rock has announced he will cancel all tour dates in cities or venues that have mask or COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The singer confirming several U.S. cities have already been taken off the tour list due to the requirements and mandates. Kid Rock saying he believes when his tour kicks off, a number of cities will have already rescinded their mandates. If not, fans will get their money back. A carbon monoxide leak in the pool area at a hotel in Ohio has sickened 14 people, many of them said to be in critical condition. Victims reported being dizzy with burning throats. Hotel was evacuated as all potential sources of carbon monoxide were turned off. There's still no word what caused the leak. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Farm Spend. Thanks for joining us. We're here every weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Also 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Got lots of archived information and the Youngevity products if you want to purchase Youngevity products, or if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team and start a Youngevity business. We can help you grow your business. You can be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. You can also just get your products at the wholesale price. If you so desire, call 844-236-6010 for more information, or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also, please take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify it. No surprise, health equals beauty always. And Truth Skin Health products are just that. They're skin health products. They will change the health of the skin, thereby changing the beauty of the skin. And that's why you can use all our Truth Skin Health products, by the way, on cuts and scrapes and burns and accelerate their healing. Truth Skin Health products are available at Truth Treatments,
with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. I have known Dylan Suggs for several years now, a very impressive young man. He is the host of the Matrix Breakers podcast. He's also a wellness advocate and a marketing and branding specialist. He's got himself a very healthy longevity business, and we're going to talk a little generational theory, The Fourth Turning. I read this book, The Fourth Turning, back in the 90s, and I was taken by I was just blown away by the idea that these turnings go back to the Middle Ages, and we are currently in the Fourth Turning, the chaos period. I'm going to talk about generational theory, The Fourth Turning, and the Matrix Breakers podcast with Dylan Suggs. Hey, Dylan, what's going on? Dylan Suggs. Dylan, you there? Dylan,
yeah,
Dylan?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Hey, Dylan, thanks for coming on. So let me just set the table here, and then we'll start to talk. I also want to talk to you about your podcast. I've been fascinated with this idea of generational theory, and I'm especially interested in how the younger generation, and you're a member of, I think you're a young millennial, or late millennial, we'll say. I'm very fascinated with how your generation looks at the world and the current crisis that's going on in the world. Are you disillusioned? Are you hopeful? Do you think that you, what kind of role do you think you'll be playing? And when I say you, I mean your generation will be playing in the future. Talk to us a little bit about how young folks see what's going on in the world today.
Well, I think that my particular part of the generation, we did grow up as children, and we didn't necessarily have social media as young children. But I think that right around that middle school and high school range, we started to connect more with the Internet, and it wasn't just dial-up and AOL. And so I think that that sort of quantum leap into information has educated a lot of people. I've noticed one thing with my generation is that a lot of people are very unique individuals. They have very unique gifts and talents, and while the system tries to conform people, there's still the blessing that is the Internet, and that is something like a TikTok, where I think a lot of people are just learning what they want to learn. So I'm not saying that that falls in the category of absolutely every millennial, because there's a lot of millennials that sort of follow the system and want to sort of stay in the lane. But I will say that for our generation, my millennial generation, the music they're creating, the movies they're creating, because they're a little older now, in their 20s and 30s, I think that their creativity is adding a lot to the world, and they've built things like Netflix. Of course, corporations focus heavily on these generational theories, right, whether it's boomers, and it's like, oh, I'm going to build a retirement complex. That's why you've been seeing retirement homes and these large facilities being built big time in the last 10 years, 20 years, because of the boomers, right? Same thing about the millennials, these market research analytics, they constantly sort of have a fever pitch around generations and how they affect generations and what generations are thinking and what certain generations want to buy. And so for us millennials, yeah, we're finding ourselves in that position where we do control that power, because it's not just that we're millennials and it's about which generation are you. The millennials are the largest amount of human beings, I think, per capita that live in the United States at the very least. So we're the larger population. So we make up the majority of the population. Let's just put it that way. A smaller majority, but a large part of it. So I think that a lot of, you know, companies and stuff have to focus on us. And so with that, we destroyed Blockbuster with Netflix. You know, we're taking down various different levels of corporations. And then we brought Amazon to life, which I don't know how good that is or how bad that is. But, you know, there's different elements, I think, of our generation doing different things and having different passions.
You guys are the first generation that really leveraged the Internet. Before, the generation before you was kind of like one foot in, one foot out, Gen Xers. But you guys were really the first generation to take advantage of all of the good things and also all the bad things associated with the Internet. And by bad things, I mean social media. I'm thinking of social media.
Yes, of course. You know, one of the biggest crises today, which we are in the crisis period, as you mentioned earlier, in the Fourth Turning. And so, yeah, I think that one of those are our addiction to social media, of course, the dopamine rushes that we get connected to all these different various things. But yes, we did make up the Internet. We essentially drove what the Internet became. Facebook and social media is a result of millennial marketing tactics. It is a result of millennials building the Internet. So while now with different younger generations, sort of like TikTokers and things, they're changing the Internet. What I've noticed about the Internet itself is that, remember back in your day, if you remember, back in the Internet used to be just a bunch of websites and blogs and a lot of deep analytical reading. And we came from a very literate society where we would read the newspaper every day. And what I noticed is that that generation of lots of deep reading, lots of people, because they were so well-read, they tend to have better conversation. I do believe that in our generation of millennials, we're just not as well-read.
Do you think you're more image-based? Do you think it's more about images and memes?
Well, yes, images and memes, but memes are also a whole other culture. There's meme culture, which is, I would say, the art form of millennials, because it's what we understand.
Uh-huh.
We understand a meme better than we would understand some well-thought-out thing. And the thing I'll say about that is that the problem with something like TikTok is that TikTok is making its sort of big headway right now with the Gen Z and millennials because it is lower attention span content.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to work.
It requires 30 seconds.
You don't have to work to understand it.
Yep, and then if you know how TikTok works, I mean, you swipe, and I mean, just like Instagram, but it's just video after video after video, and it's endless.
Yeah, that's the whole dopamine thing that is being leveraged by social media folks. Like, what's next? Dopamine is the what's next hormone, and there's something about what's next that we become addicted to, and that seems to be a millennial thing. What's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? Not having the patience or the discipline to sit down with long, slow-developing ideas or slow-developing concepts. Do you think that's true?
Yes, we're more widespread where it seems like we know a lot about a lot, but we don't know deeply topics that are most important. So we don't know in depth what certain topics are doing. And what I've noticed is we've got somebody like Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum. He's writes a book. He said, you know, The Fourth Turning. It reminded me of his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, in which his idea is to use technology to sort of conform civilization. And he believes in infiltrating national governments to create sort of, he's all on board on the whole idea of the New World Order, right? And so they're using technology to conform everybody. Well, we have to be able to, as millennials, use technology to awaken others and to empower other people.
I want to talk about woke culture when we come back, okay? Because that seems to be another one of the millennial and Zoomer hallmarks. Is this idea of woke and cancel culture. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. Okay, Dylan? Dylan Suggs is with us, host of the Matrix Breakers podcast. We'll be back right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dylan Suggs, host of the Matrix Breakers podcast about generational theory and the millennials and the zoomers. Hey, Dylan, when I think of your generation, I think of cancel culture and the woke, this whole woke philosophy where you can't hurt people's feelings and emotional pain is equivalent to physical pain, and you got to watch how you refer to people by their gender, by their nationality, or by their race. What's your take on that whole idea of cancel culture and woke culture? Oops, let's get Dylan back on.
That
did you hear my question, Dylan?
Antithesis. Yes, I hear your question. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I hear you now.
Yeah, so I just think it's devastating to our culture. This is the antithesis of the freedom of speech. You know, being able to freely share ideas. You know, I totally disagree with some ideas that exist in the world, but for me personally, you know, I think great ideas have, you know, you have to be able to explain them in theory and then go with action and follow through with them to, you know, really emulate what an idea is. And so I do believe that there should be that freedom and that exchange of ideas. And I think that this cancel culture idea, this or canceling ideas in general, it's canceling creativity more than anything. Because even if you disagree with something, you have to have something to challenge your concept of the world in order for you to improve and in order for the world to improve. So I think that this idea to cancel certain people's creativity is the way I see it. Because, you know, and then you, of course, see the authoritative, the story, the narrative being challenged, and they want to cancel those things. And we know that this is what they're using with technology, as I was mentioning earlier with the Fourth Industrial Revolution, which is the idea that they're using technology to conform more of us.
Mm-hmm.
While technology early on in the Wild Wild West, like I mentioned earlier, with the blogs and different websites on the internet, and then now we have social media, where we of course see the metaverse with Facebook and these other large corporations taking control and feeding people what they want so that they stay on their platforms longer, right? Which is the dopamine issue. Well, going around, they're trying to conform people. So in order to conform people, you do need to eliminate bad thoughts, right? I think the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, he basically just said that exact same thing, right? These are people that have unacceptable thoughts and behaviors.
He literally said that? Unacceptable thoughts?
It was unacceptable thoughts or unacceptable, something of those lines, unacceptable beliefs. I think it was actually beliefs, which is even deeper. So this is, of course, referring to the Ottawa truck movement where the truckers are going there and protest against these mandates. And so I want you to realize that man, Justin Trudeau, he is the face of what I mentioned earlier, the World Economic Forum, the globalist powers that be. And when he says language like that is carefully crafted, that these people have unacceptable beliefs or unacceptable thoughts about a particular issue, that's cancel culture from a government perspective,
uh-huh.
which is even scarier, right? Because we have social media going along with what we believe is the WHO says, you know, and this is all medical. Well, this has been happening on a political scale and on economic scale in terms of business. I mean, soon you're not going to be able to do business with Amazon or business with Walmart. You're noticing that Joe Rogan has a podcast on Spotify. You're having other artists cancel their
right.
Their
Neil
Spotify,
Young, Joni Mitchell. Isn't that crazy? What is with
that
these people?
That is ridiculous. That's canceling themselves out of an equation to try and leverage
right.
their own talent to boot out somebody else. I mean, this is that's not just millennials, okay? Neil Young is a
right.
bit older than that, Ben, and that's
right.
the scary part.
That is scary, but it's also kind of comical that Neil Young thinks he's that relevant, or Joni Mitchell. They think that they're that relevant that the modern culture would really prefer them over hearing Joe Rogan speak the truth.
Well,
on a podcast with millions of people.
I believe that Neil Young has owned half of his record label now. I think is owned by Blackstone. So if you know about Blackstone,
oh, is that right?
Big, large.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah,
are you?
So,
is that true? Really?
Well,
Blackstone,
Blackstone,
the private military company that goes out and sends mercenaries
the
around the world.
Big investment firm. Well, Blackstone.
I'm thinking Blackwater.
I'm thinking
of Blackwater.
Okay, BlackRock.
Or BlackRock, maybe. Yeah. So Blackstone.
Yeah.
What is Blackstone? That's an investment firm.
Oh yeah, no, they're investment firms that have $10 trillion of assets, something large like that. So you can't. Yeah, go ahead.
He's part of the
BlackRock investment.
So Neil Young is no longer this counterculture spokesperson. He's now part of the establishment, like Joni Mitchell. And you know, these people are, to me, when I hear these people who should be who back in the 60s and the 70s were on the vanguard and on the cutting edge of questioning everything that's being spoon fed to them, are now they're part of the establishment. It's sort of sad. Anyway, tell me about the Matrix Breakers podcast.
Well, so we cover all kinds of topics, especially the ones like we're talking about now. And I explain the Matrix, of course, in four different categories. There's health, financial, spiritual, and political. And I explain the Matrix as sort of the system of control and these different elements. You know, they want to help you frame your beliefs around these particular topics in revolving around medicine. I mean, think about that. This is what your entire radio show is about, right? To break the medical matrix, the thoughts around and the beliefs around medicine. That's just one matrix, because some people may be sort of broken out of that matrix. Hey, you know what? They're not on the toxic pharmaceutical drugs anymore. They're taking wonderful supplements. They're very healthy people. But maybe they're spiritually still bound to another matrix, and there's so many different ones. So in the podcast, I cover these various issues that help people have their awakening. But not just take the red pill, but we want to take them like Neo, and we want to train them in the dojo. And we want to help them train and give the red pill to others. So that's kind of the idea of the podcast.
Be like Matrix Warriors, kind of? Matrix Breaker Warriors?
Yeah, Matrix Breaker Warriors. I'm thinking of Matrix Builders as well, because we want to build our own Matrix, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the fourth turning, right? That's what we're doing now.
Well, so let me ask you this. When I hear Matrix, I think of like a control paradigm. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, exactly.
So you're not going to build your own control paradigm, or are you? Are you looking to do that?
Well, I would say that we all do it already, right? From birth, of course. You know, you create your own reality in that framework. I think that's definitely still true. But some people are, again, they're conformed into a framework that is the matrix. And then you have to break out of that. And so in many ways, you have to reshape patterns. Reshape habits in your life to remain out of the matrix, right? To sort of empower yourself. So in some ways, you're kind of creating your own system that you live by. Because I do believe that we have to have principles, we have to have certain values that we still integrate into our life and our lifestyle.
So what can the individual do if they're not to kind of break this paradigm as an individual, not as part of a group, but as an individual? What can they do?
Well, I think that you have to implement lifestyle practices and things that you 100% own yourself. You have to create routines that don't revolve around your phone. And I'll give you an example. In the morning, everybody should be waking up and not touching your phone for the first hour, maybe even 2 hours of your wake-up time. You should create your own journey. The phone and social media is going to tell you how and what to think starting your day. This is just one example. You should let go of the phone in the morning, pick up a book that you're reading, and hopefully your deep knowledge, you're a deep knowledge and deep thinker. Pick up a book in the morning, write your agenda for the morning, drink your coffee in the morning, or whatever beverage that you prefer, and really sit with yourself, do some form of meditation, yoga, or prayer. And these are ways to break out of the matrix just on a daily basis. But yes, on an individual level, you have to create a lifestyle that is sort of empowering you, that makes you feel great so that you can show up in the world in the best possible way.
Does spirituality play a role in any of this? Not religion, but spirituality.
Yes, your spiritual growth and spirituality, absolutely. You have to acknowledge the supernatural and even the paranormal. The supernatural is the idea that what me and you have talked about privately on the phone, which is, what is reality? And when you realize the unfathomable nature that we live in, it's so beautiful and wonderful, it just makes you cry if you've got deep enough
with
it.
Right.
You definitely have to acknowledge that just being alive and then having a little bit of good health and just being able to have a little bit of freedom, you know, you are absolutely blessed. So, yes, spiritually, you have to be in alignment. And if anybody has a really good book recommendation, I recommend this book called The Healing Code.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody's ever...
Yeah. Bradley Nelson? Is that Bradley?
Spiritual.
Bradley Nelson?
I think it's Alexander Lloyd.
Oh, yeah, Alexander Lloyd. Yeah. That's a great book. You're right. Hey, we're out of time, Dylan. Tell us how we get to the Matrix Breakers podcast real quick. Is it just on all the...
You can find Matrix Breakers on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, all the places of podcasts.
Awesome.
Available.
Thanks for being on The Bright Side, and thanks for your awesome work, Dylan. Appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you, Ben.
All right. We'll talk again soon. That was Dylan Suggs, host of the Matrix Breakers podcast, and that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. Have yourselves a wonderful, awesome, beautiful evening and week. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.